بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Very importantly, our illustrious and beloved Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib explains to us, Zama Barakatuhu, that to continue renewing our intentions. Intentions play a very, very big role in our connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And for what reason we are coming to the majlis is very, very important. And the sole reason is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has become happy. This is an avenue that Allah Ta'ala has given us where we come to show our commitment to Allah. We come to show our commitment to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Ya Allah, I have talab and desire to change my life. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. We hear the hadith over and over again, all a'mal. All our intentions are based upon, all our amal are based upon the intentions. So the more stronger our intention, and for us, for myself especially, I have to verbalize it, although sufficient in the heart. But you know, our hearts are so busy. Sometimes we're eating also, and we're on the phone, we forgot, we don't realize we finish it also. Roti is finished, tarkari is finished. And we felt we didn't eat as yet. So busy the mind is, so busy with the phone. So the mind doesn't register also really, what we are doing. So in this zamana for us, especially before we put Quran Sharif also, to verbalize it. Ya Allah, open my Quran Sharif. Because Ya Allah, you're allowing me to speak to you. Now is my time to speak to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Cell phone is put away now. Speaking to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We know sometimes we go to the doctor, or we're consulting with somebody, and we're sitting in the office. We waited half an hour already. Finally, we got a chance to sit with him. Now he takes a call. I think to yourself, better I called him. That person called, he got first preference. I'm sitting right over here, I would wait for him to finish with the call. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to speak with him, to speak to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is solely my time with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So to verbalize, Ya Allah, I'm reading Quran, Ya Allah, to speak to you. To speak to you, then Ya Allah, for the all the reward that you promised upon Quran Tilawat, and shifa for my heart, all the illnesses I have, Ya Allah, through all this Quran Tilawat, all my illnesses will be removed. Shifa'un lima fi sudur. Quran is a shifa, whatever is in the hearts. So we've got to make these intentions. When I'm reading now, the intentions are in my mind. I made the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly will deal with me. Allah will give me accordingly. So when we come also, for majlis, we make the niyat. Allah, I'm going there to clean my heart out, my akhlaq, my thoughts, and to understand what, Ya Allah, what you want from me, and how you want it from me, and when you want it from me, and how I must do it. Allah, I'm jahil, I don't understand, I'm coming to learn. As the teachers in the path of Allah, you go to arriving, they say, put a big L on your back. They seek tarhu. I'm still a learner driver. I'm still a learner seeker. Seek tar. I'm still learning how to seek Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. My ustad once asked for nasihat also. The taught me in Darul Ulum. So he mentioned to me, when you go to class, don't go teach like an ustaz. Go with the intention as a student. Allah will teach you. If you go as an ustaz, then you're a big guy. Bara admiha. But you go like how you used to come to class as a student. Allah, I'm going to teach also as a student. Allah will teach you. So we remain small all our life. So coming also, we make intention, Ya Allah. I'm coming for my islah, for the reformation, rectification of my heart completely. I've got so many bimaris. This is the ICU. This is the ICU. This is the medical ward, the high care, whatever you want to call it. This is here. So a person comes with that intention and he sees it, Ya Allah, I'm here to get shifa for you to clean my heart, O my Allah. And as Hafiz Patel Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Ali, he was the Amir of UK, of Europe, Allah full his qabr and nur. He would say that the person who does one gush only, one gush, proper gush, gush starts from the night before. If tomorrow is my gush, after Maghrib, already my fikr and my amal for the gush begin already the night before, because this is an amal of Hidayat for mankind. This doesn't start at Maghrib time. It starts already from Tahajjud time, and before that, the dua, the sadqa, salatul tawbah. And they will see also, because tomorrow is my gush, I'm even more conscious about protecting my eyes for the day. I'm going to walk in the path of Allah tomorrow. That tomorrow I'm going to walk in the path of 124, approximately, 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. This is their rasta. This is their way. Allah has allowed me to walk that way. So whole preparation beforehand just for that gush. He says that type of gush that you will do, preparing beforehand with all the usul, the principles and fikr. He says, by the qasam of Allah, just 5 minutes gush like that is enough for your Islam and for the hidayat of mankind. If only you prepare properly for it beforehand. We know just for the biryani tomorrow, when preparation starts. How is that? Tomorrow after Jummah? It starts tonight already. Gee, that's, as the chefs will tell you, you want the real, as it says, where you can get the aroma also, when you park outside the house, you can only already smell that ghost. To use a junk piece or that leg piece or whatever piece it is now, the qurbani piece. And as Kim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that even the smell of that food now, of that ghost and that meat, will make even the baniya Muslim also, vegetarian. He says, what the cooking next door? Subhanallah. But when the preparation starts, and we know the longer they leave it in the oven, the longer they steam it, and how we say, subhanallah, just pick up the bone and the meat is falling off. The meat is said in the same way, all the bimaris will fall off like that. All the bimaris will fall off like that. We just come with the proper meat and intention, ya Allah, all my illnesses. Everybody is right, I'm the wrong one. Everyone is right, I'm the wrong one. And we know my biggest problem is, you're always right. You're never wrong. Always right. Never wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm still right. Even if I say I'm sorry, I did the right thing. But you did the wrong thing, that's why you're saying you're sorry. But I did the right thing after that. I asked you for maaf first. Even if you were wrong, I asked maaf first. So I did the right thing. That's why ulama say that which man really regards his wife to be a wali of Allah? Nobody. That's why we feel now that she must respect me like this, that she must talk to me like that. She will no respect. We only regard her to be a wali of Allah. Like how we treat the buzruks. My wife is also a buzruk. This is our nafs. We don't realize also we feel superior to them. Inna lillahi. We feel inferior even to the wife also. And she should feel the same way also. That my husband really is a wali of Allah. But for him more, alhamdulillah, ya Allah is your bandi. Allah, she belongs to you. Look at the namaz she reads. Look at the Quran, the tasbihat she reads. The khidmat she makes. So when you enter the house also to put this in our mind. Ya Allah, I'm married to a waliya of Allah. Waliya. She's my true waliya. Because of her, ya Allah, I'm on the straight path. Wasn't for her, as it is, I'm walking crooked. Where should I have been to now? So we should, and ulama say also, when a man goes a little bit crooked also, the first whoop Allah Pak uses is the wife's tongue. First whoop, put him straight. So it doesn't come right that everything Allah Pak uses, that everything closes down. Bedroom closes, kitchen closes. First whoop Allah Pak uses, take his sukoon away. Namaz is not right. Then you realize why my namaz is right, because it's giving me sukoon. I can read nice namaz. I can read nice Quran. Why are you able to read nice Quran and nice salah and eat nicely? Because she's giving you sukoon. One day she's upset with you, 2 days, there's no food taste in the food. There's no fun in the namaz. Mind is spinning. Then you can understand, ya Allah, what's the value? Even if she does just basic namazes also, just basic only. But even for us as men to have that mindset, ya Allah, my wife is a wali of Allah. My wife is a wali of Allah, on that I can become a jannati also. And then I become a jannati also. So to make the niyat, ya Allah, I come for complete Islam. All my departments of my life, be complete Islam of it, whether it be my ibadat. Whether it be my ibadat. Like how we mentioned month of Ramadan. Hazrat says, just put your feet straight only. Just putting the feet straight now will keep your khushu concentration whole namaz. They look after your feet, maybe towards the Qibla. Then one thing hits the heart, your whole namaz get khushu. Just to put the feet straight, you are already conscious of your namaz. Salah is then your all my ibadat. Then my akhlaq. And then my mu'amalat, mu'asharat, my social interaction, my business dealings, my imaniyat. All this, ya Allah, be complete Islam before I reach my qabr. And myself also, I already got plans now for 6 months ahead. 1 year ahead, we're all thinking like that now. We've got so many year plan, so many month plan, right? But the qabr already is waiting for us. It's already there. As you mentioned, Ramadan, the snake is already waiting there. If I slipped up for the day, he's waiting inside for me. It's a reality, it's true, it's not a joke. You're not going to reach there. Recently we heard, that youngster passed away, the Dokrat youngster, Allah Aflis, qabr ud-Noor. Alright, so the family members were telling me also, say, Mukhtar Sahib, if you see, just before the robot, wherever he passed away, just Few seconds before that, he's here, this side of the road. He's alive. He's that side, and he's passed away. Just a few seconds. Alive here, and dead over there. Nothing wrong with him. Hale and hearty, young boy. And just like that. Just this side, before the robot is alive, after the robot, it's gone. Never thought, never really think aloud that just from here to there, my life will be gone. So we all have, we forget. We forget that now we also have to leave, and I can't go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with a heart like this. So we've come for complete Islam to make our niyat all the time. Make the niyat all the time. When Hazrat tells us to come for the majlis, also come for the majlis, they have to go straight back home. Take all the nur al barakat home and start registering now, make muzakara at home. Make muzakara at home and go over the sabak again. You'll become strong in my heart. Really what I went for. Hazrat says, if we come for proper one majlis, we go back home, enough for our islah also. Hazrat says to go for one chilla, go in the path of Allah, go for one 3 days also. Like how Munish Patel Sahib used to say, Rahmatullah Ali, we used to go to Nizamuddin, and from there we used to go to Umar Palampuri, Rahmatullah Ali, Ubaidullah Sindhi, Rahmatullah Ali, all big awliya, we used to go with him for 3 days. He says, those 3 days, whole was amal, fikr, zikr, night time, he says, they both used to wake up, take one corner of the masjid, and the tahajjud would start, in Quran tilawat. He says, then they will cover themselves in the shawl, and feel rawdan aduna, then crying to Allah. He says, those 3 days were enough for our hidayah and islah. Just seeing these men of Allah, how they carried themselves out. Hazrat says, when we will become like that, do it properly, nicely. This is the cry of all our kabir, Mahapadhi Sahib, you say also. Nowadays, Jamaat also is all our chummies and friends you bring. Say, wow, sab dabbe hai, koi engine nahi. All our coaches, no engine. I'm pushing him, he's pushing me. I'm hungry, you hungry. Chalo, let's go buy a chow. Right? You know what you say? Open a can of beans, you eat in the masjid. We came in the path of Allah. We didn't go to eat out. We came in the path of Allah. So he says that just to do the amal properly. Then when you go home, then the wife will see a change in the akhlaq. Change in the way he's speaking, change in his mannerism. She won't tell you. As Hazrat says also, she won't praise you. Because she's afraid now, he's just putting on, he wants something. Only time she'll praise, Hazrat says, is only twice in your lifetime, before you got married to her and after you passed away. So in between, you won't get the praise. Hazrat gave the example about his auntie also. Auntie would phone him now and then. He says, speak to your uncle, he troubles me so much, he's like this, he's like that. Continue. Hazrat says, my uncle is big and I can't talk to him. But after he passed away, when he went to the janazah house, then she says to Morana, she says, Morana, your uncle never troubled me one day. He says, inna lillahi, how that happened? So, Hazrat says, when you will change, you will come proper, Islam, go home, and really look after our wives. And look after our taqwa. She will not tell you, but Hazrat says, you will hear on the phone talking to a sister, to a cousin. You know, my husband went 3 days Jamaat, even 40 days Jamaat, even for Aitikaf, even for a program. I can't believe he's a changed man. Why don't send your husband also? Automatically, she'll make the shkil. Really, my husband will come pick him up, he'll take him. You see what a change in him. Now the wives are waiting to see now, where you went? Why are you so late? What happened? Why you took so long? Don't trust us, because they can't see the change. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to make that intention. What is really coming for, Ya Allah? We're coming for Ya Muhammad, for Ya love. So much of love of Allah must come in the heart must change. Ya Allah, you change us completely and make our akhlaq, our amal, like that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient to do it. Allah is sufficient to do it. We have to give up our old habits. We're still holding on to it. We're afraid to give it up. Why? I don't want to change too quickly. In case I fall back again. This whole hasb, Allah is Al-Hasib, the name we are discussing of Allah, the being who suffices for everyone. Allah will suffice you, don't be afraid. Trust Allah. You're doing it for Allah, trust Allah that Allah will keep you there. Don't have bad thoughts of Allah. You have, make the himmat, take the courage, and hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah will take care of me, Allah will change me. Allah just wants to hear your positivity. One youngster did every guna in the book, every sin in the book, was on his deathbed. Local people came to see him. They knew his activities. So they told him that, how are you going to fare in the qabr? What's going to happen to you? Every guna you've done. At that time of his life, about to leave, he made one statement. He said, my Allah is very kind, you'll treat me kindly. That's all. My Allah is very kind. Lips it behind. Passed away. One of those buzruks saw him in a dream, walking in Jannat, dressed up with Jannati kapra. He says, oh gunnegar banda, how you reach Jannat? He says, there one statement of mine. Because Allah is very kind, and I said it. Allah told us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, he is very kind, he is kareem, he is Rahman, he is Rahim. So I said the right thing. With all my baggage of gunas, I said the right thing. And Allah loved that speech of mine. And I said, Allah will treat me kindly. Allah did it accordingly. Allah just wants to hear that Allah, you are sufficient for me. You are sufficient for me. And we gotta lead our lives like that also. Not sometimes we forget that I'm the boss, I'm controlling, I'm doing this, I did that, I bought this, I did for you all. Allah did it. Allah allowed me to do it. So when we say this to Allah, we have to say to Allah, Ya Allah, you're sufficient for me. As I'm saying, we got weak iman, so we got to verbalize it. We got to say to Allah, Ya Allah, you are sufficient for me. Hasbun Allah. Ya Allah, you suffice for all. Allah wants to hear us saying it. So we must say, Allah loves to be praised. Allah loves to be praised, so we got to say these things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we see the effect of it. See the Quran Sharif now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his most beloved, as well as the whole of mankind, this fact. And Allah commanded, قُلْ O my beloved Nabi, say it, قُلْ قُلْ means verbalize it, say it, قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ O my Nabi, you say it also. Although Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yaqeen, subhanallah. Malaika's iman is stagnant. Doesn't move, doesn't increase, doesn't decrease. For us, the makhluk, ours increase, ours decrease. Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, the iman is only on the increase. It only increases. Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to make istighfar 100 times a day. For the istighfar. So, some muhaddithin commented to say, you should make istighfar as ta'aleem to teach the ummah that you should also make istighfar. Some ulama explained this hadith that you should make istighfar because Nabi alayhi salatu salam was iman, was always on the rise. So when he would look back at what stage he was on, it was like darkness to him. But the nur now, he entered into another phase of nur. When he looked back, it was darkness, different level of ma'rifat. So for that now phase, he used to make istighfar. For us, we can imagine now, and here, ulama say also, when it comes to istighfar, how important it is. All other wazaif we have, durood sharif, and wutal kalima, la ilaha illallah, all this is a booster for us to climb the ladder. By making istighfar, Allah will not allow you to go below water level. Allah will keep your neck above the water. You won't fall into guna through istighfar. Because you're making istighfar and you're making tawbah for the past and for the future. So istighfar is that prescription through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us just above the water. You won't fall below that. You're already in some guna and sin, you won't get into a bigger sin. And through other wazaif, you get more cleaner, say subhanallah, Allah will not become more pure, Allah will purify you. Allah will purify you. So like this now you will climb up. That's why istighfar is so important. Never mind the earth, the moon, the sun, countless gigantic celestial bodies rotate in the universe due to the meticulous efficiency of Al-Hasib. This entire universe now is all rotating because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficed it. Here, commentators say also, for us to understand, as humans, that our entire life, so to say, physically in this world depends upon these natural elements, sun, moon. Sun doesn't come out, how are we going to work? Right? Night doesn't come, how are we going to take a rest? So Allah Ta'ala has made all these things, so the night, the day, the moon, the sun, the stars, all these things, have Allah has put effect in them with His Qudrat, with His permission, for us to understand, Ya Allah, these gigantic they are, celestial bodies, through your sifat of Al-Hasib, how you suffice them, Ya Allah. If you can take care of all these gigantic things, what am I? What small, little makhluk? But definitely Allah can suffice for me. If Allah is doing it for all His creations, the entire universe, the entire earth, for us is so big. How Allah is doing everything. So Allah, what am I? I'm a small makhluk of His. Allah, definitely you will suffice me. That's why Allah Ta'ala put all this around us to recognize Him. To recognize him. What do you see? As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, when he was in the plane, and there was a scientist sitting next to him. So he asked him, "Did you Muslims claim you're very advanced? What have you already done? And look at us, we went to the moon. We went to the moon, and we did this, and we did that, etc., etc. What have you all done?" He says, "That is how far you all went only. You only can manage to go that far. You all found the moon, walked on the moon, maybe took some rocks, etc." He says, "Alhamdulillah, to the barakat of wahi, Quran and hadith, we didn't reach the moon, we reached the creator of the moon. We went right to the creator of the moon. So Quran, Sharif and hadith, and our ulama, they explain to us how to get to the creator of the moon. But we know our ma'rifat, we just know moon, sun, so many planets we learnt, and the rest of it, that's it. But really now, who's behind the entire thing? Now we learn Allah is hasbunallah. Allah is sufficing all of this. Allah is taking care of it. So I have to rely upon Allah. So Allah wants us to see me in all these things and understand how I'm sufficing it. Not just created it, not put it in its mode to function and guided it how to move ahead, but I'm also sufficing it. I'm also taking care of it. And subhanallah for who? Allah doesn't need it. The entire system is for who? Banda for you. Banda for you. I put all this for you. And why for you? So that you can perform salah, put your head down to me. Not to fight with me and run away from me, but to put your head down for me and to clean your heart and to recognize me. So Allah Ta'ala does all of this in such a precise manner that they never collide with one another. Unless Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wills. Now you see, insan, how much of a collision taking place? Right? What were causes? Not trying to make that they won't collide. But then to not coming right. Right? Sometimes he can't walk straight also. He used to bang into the wall sometime, into the glass sometime, hurting himself and all the rest of it. Look at Allah Ta'ala. Such precision. Such precision that we haven't heard it's some collision in the universe all of a sudden. Everything is guided. Allah suffices it. These huge suspended celestial bodies move around in the orbits and are always in motion. They never fall and never clash with one another. This is a demonstration of the power of Al-Hasib. That's why when you see this, they say, "Ya Hasib, Hasbunallah. Ya Allah, how you doing this? How you suffice for everything?" By which one is left speechless. Speechless, Hazrat says now, when he says speechless, there's also a lesson our Shaykh Kamil teaches us. He says, to become speechless in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is shukriya also. How do you thank Allah? Is that possible? Is it possible to thank Allah, to praise Him? So how do you sufficiently praise Allah, subhanallah? As I said, how you praise sufficiently, you must say to Ya Allah, "I don't have the words to praise you." Finished. You praised Allah. "Ya Allah, I don't have the mind or the words even to praise you." Now you praised Allah. If you think, "Now I came with such fancy, mashallah, English and some words, I know to praise Allah," you don't know how to praise Allah. When you say, "Ya Allah, my speech is broken. I just don't know how to praise you." Allah says, "Now you praised me." لا نحسي ثنان عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Ya Allah, la uhsi. Ya Allah, I don't know how to praise you. You are as you have praised yourself. He said, "Now you praised Allah." Ya Allah, I don't even know how to praise you, how to thank you. Allah said, now you really thanked me. So in the same way, we left speechless. Ya Allah, how are you doing this? I don't know how to praise you, Ya Allah. You are controlling all of this. This is phenomenal engineering, subhanallah. Our engineers, you know how they spin our mind. Say, this guy got a brain. What a brain he's got. What an engineer he is. This to Hazrat says, subhanallah, talking about engineering, as I gave the example recently in Atikaf also, that just our amal will make us recognize the engineering of Allah. Like our Ishraq Salah. Ishraq Salah, two rakats, you got complete reward of Hajj and Umrah. Two more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you for the day. Two more rakats, Allah will suffice you. Allah will suffice you. One is you speechless. Look at the engineering of Allah. Allah will make you such as the Shaykh mentioned also in reading our Thana. And in Thana we say, وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ. Wallah, your name is most blessed. There's so much of blessing in the names of Allah. The whole world is revolving because of His name, Jalla Jalalu. The Shaykh says, if you just see this with consciousness, Ya Allah, your name is so blessed, Allah will make you blessed also. Allah will make you blessed also. So this also, when you become so speechless before Allah's creation, and Allah Ta'ala's qudrat around you, Allah will make the makhluk speechless before you also. What a man this is. Where he got this intelligence from? Allah. As I gave the example of one of our senior Purana Sati from Lodium, Ubay Sikandar. Ubay Sikandar, what is her name? Tayyib, I think. Sikandar Tayyib. Engineer. So he gave Maulana the Kar Guzari. He said that he never misses Ishraq Namaz. Never misses Ishraq Namaz. He said there was some thing government was doing somewhere, a big project. And the thing just wasn't coming right, whatever structure it was. Just wasn't coming right. Wasn't coming right. And they had the top engineers of the country all sitting together. Just can't work this thing out. So when you mention there's one engineer in Lodium, you heard he's a brain. So let's call him. So they gave him a call. So he came for the meeting. It's all big guns sitting over there. All big engineers. He came with his briefcase. So they thought now maybe he's got some top stuff, some theories, etc. So he heard the entire thing. It was early morning. Said he can make it at this time. He came early morning, etc. No problem. So he heard the entire thing. He says, just give me a few minutes, please. So he opened the bag. But he thought now he's a mastermind. This guy got something in there. What he pulled out? The musalla. So he opened the musalla one side, two rakat namaz. So as they're talking, so somebody said to the rest of them that we call engineer or priest. This man is a priest or engineer. Because full kurta, topi, full beard, two rakat namaz. And he says, subhanallah, he says, I got full yaqeen on my ishraq namaz. Nabi of Allah said, it will suffice you, hasbun Allah. Then my two rakats, I made dua, sat down, gave me the whole plan, so I put my mind to it, trusting upon Allah. Who did engineering of the brain? Allah did engineering of the brain. He said, within half an hour, he worked it out. He says, the entire engineering board was speechless. Can't understand how you did it. Say that me? Allah is sufficient. Allah does it. Allah does it. So this is just one small example. Just on a little amal of 2 minutes. How Allah Ta'ala can suffice a person just with the correct yaqeen and intention, Allah will do it. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. This is phenomenal engineering and an amazing system of reckoning. Since Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has full power to be sufficient for all, for entire creation, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has not placed any ladder, guard, worker, official, messenger or secretary at his door to call out to him. Subhanallah. There's no guard. There's no watchman. There's no ladder, nothing. You know, call unto Allah, direct connection. Allah said direct connection. You don't have to go via anyone. In entreating him, in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in pleasing him, there's no need for any intermediary. Go direct to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These intermediaries are such that they are themselves in need of al-hasib. As long as he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not will, nobody's work can be fulfilled. If Allah doesn't will it, it can't be done. If Allah ta'ala wills it, then it will be done within a short span of time. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is sufficient for everyone. Now as we mentioned, we can have all the knowledge of Allah is al-hasib, but how to recognize this quality of Allah, we explain. Look at all the celestial bodies, ya Allah, how are you doing everything? And how to implement. This is where most of us now don't know how to implement this. Now how do I get this into my life? Simple as it says, turaka salatul ishraq. Now you recognize Allah's quality of hasib. You perform that ishraq namaz because you heard my Allah is sufficient. How do I get Allah to suffice me? I got my turaka namaz. Allah will suffice me. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. After very long we opened this kitab. Allah give us tawfiq and suffice us also, inshallah. So the last time we were reading from this kitab, title of the kitab, Peace of Mind. Peace of Mind. So there can be two ways to look at it. One is to have peace of mind. I want to give somebody your peace of mind. So here this kitab teaches you that don't give anybody your peace of your mind. Keep it to yourself and talk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when you will do that, Allah will give you peace of mind. Allah will give you peace of mind. Don't think now you will vent and then you will get peace of mind. Your mind will be broken into pieces. Then you got no sukoon thereafter. It is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless one with a gift only after training of the self. It is the system of Allah to bless one with a gift only after training of the inner self. When you will train it, then Allah will give you hadiah. Then you gave up a certain guna, and here we're discussing anger. Islah for a person's ilajul ghadab, the ilaj and the cure for anger. When a person now will make his ilaj, Allah will give him a hadiah and a gift. Hazrat Mirza Janeja rahmatullah alayh was of a very sensitive nature, very nazuk tabiat. Mirza Jan Jana. So he had a very sensitive nature on being shot by a Shia. Someone asked him this question, to which he replied, "There is no pain because of the bullet." But he says he was shot by a Shia. He says, "No pain because of the bullet, but an inconvenience with the smell of the gunpowder." That was more pain than the bullet itself. So nazuk tabiat he had, before the bullet could hit him, he could smell the gunpowder already. So that was giving him more taklif. If he saw a bed placed crookedly, he would get a headache. Why is crooked? One occasion he was feeling very cold. An elderly woman brought an eiderdown, a duvet, which she had prepared for him, which was thrown over him. The next morning he asked his khadim to see whether there were any lice therein, for he could not sleep the whole night. On investigation, it was found that the stitching was done crookedly. Because of the crooked stitching, he had a headache the entire night. So sensitive he was. The ruler of Delhi once came to him after drinking water, placed the cup crookedly on the water pitcher. Hazrat developed a headache on seeing this. So nazuk he was. And some women are like this also. They're very sensitive. So the husband will do it purposely to give them a headache. He leaves his one shoe there, one shoe there. He knows now it will give her a headache. Then he leaves his clothes down to put it in the laundry basket. And then he'll enjoy himself. See, she'll get a headache just now. Someone has this. One woman wrote to Mahesh Patel Sahib also. Somebody said, "The man is making guna. Why is he doing that?" And what he'll say, "I'm only joking, I'm playing with you." But he's not playing, giving her taklif. The ruler then asked Hazrat if he could provide an attendant to see to his needs. So Hazrat replied, "Until now I have managed to control myself, but now I must tell you." Now I couldn't hold it anymore, he told the ruler. "Since you are unable to place the water cup correctly, which has caused me to have a headache, how then can I accept an attendant from you, who will be just like you, will be trained by you, and just like you also, causing me more distress than comfort?" This to our khadim. Now this we can't tell the wife. Hazrat Kim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that the woman is made from min dhila'in a'waj, from the crooked rib. And a'alaha, the highest one on the left hand side, is the most crooked one. So Allah Ta'ala made her, Hazrat Kim Sahib will say, Allah Ta'ala made her from your crooked rib. You supplied the defective material, so live with it. You can't send it back to Chinaman. He doesn't know about it. It's yours that. He says, it's your wife, Allah made it from your rib, so you must live with it and make the sabr. And you know, make it straight, it will end in talaq thereafter. Hazrat Mirza Janeja rahmatullah alayhi, whose temperament was so refined, was so sensitive, here also Hazrat explains to us, subhanallah. There's some buzruk, some friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their nature is very sensitive. When Abarul Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi, who was the sheikh of Abu Hakim Akhtar sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Khalifa of the Thani rahmatullah alayhi, very sensitive nature. Absolutely sensitive. Like when we went to Hardoi also, we spent 2 nights over there, Allah Fazal and Karam. He invited us to have tea in his room. So as we walked in, South Africans now, we didn't learn any tartib, any adab. So we walked into the room, we had the Sir Khan laid out. So how we are so casual, somebody gives us da'wat with the path of Allah and Jamaat also, say after Isha is da'wat. Right? And you see the Sati is sitting around, lady folk is waiting at home to feed. And we're just relaxing, but they're waiting to feed, they want to get it over with. The one sati has gone upstairs, one has gone downstairs, one can't find his shoe. There's a time for us to make quick and go quickly so we can relieve the host. But now we are relaxed South Africans, then we go there, they will take so long also. Ladies want to clean up, they're tired, they're cooking from what time? They started from the morning, if not the day before. Jamaat is coming. Right? The Quran says also, وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِثِينَ لِحَدِيثِ Sahaba Ikram came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they ate, partook of meals, and they began to start talking. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got up and he left after some time. Then wahi came down. إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِي النَّبِيَّ فَيَسْتَحِي مِنْكُمْ That you're just sitting and talking away there, يُؤْذِي النَّبِيَّ has caused harm to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Give him تكليف. فَيَسْتَحِي مِنْكُمْ But he feels ashamed to tell you all. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ Allah says, I don't feel ashamed of the haqq. I'm telling you all. Better you move from there. So from there we learn from Quran Sharif that once you finish, فَإِذَا تَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا Once you finish it, now move it up. Don't sit for nothing. Yes, if the guest now enjoys you sitting, the host enjoys your company, wants you to sit over there, then it's different. We're going to visit a sick person also. Now we don't sit there so long now that he gets taklif, family will get taklif, right? And they don't realize now you're there for the tea and biscuits. It's not a time for tea and biscuits. The person is, man is sick. He said, quickly go, do your work. And go. But now if he said, please sit. He enjoys your company, he takes solace, and we can sit there after. So, Khair, what we were discussing? My brother Haqsab Rahmatullahi. So, he walked into his room. Right. So, we don't know any tarteeb, any sequence of how to do things, how to sit, how to drink tea. Nobody taught us. Nobody taught us. And the amount of wastage also. Allah maaf kare. Sometimes the tea is left in the saucer, we destroy it away. Sometimes left in the cup, destroy it away. So, we said, one Saadi said, hey, buddy, come sit here, you sit there. Come sit next to me. Hazrat is looking at us. Like a flock of sheep. No either, no other. They don't know how to walk, they don't know how to sit, they don't know how to drink tea. They're so calculated, they don't waste time. They do everything with some qaida, tarteeb, sequence in life. Nothing is haphazard in their life. Nothing is haphazard. When he came with Dawood alayhi salat, this is taught in Quran Sharif. Now we learned in school. Right? We learned in school, and the mams at that time, they were so strict, right? They say after every work you do, comprehension, rule off. That rule off was stuck in the head, was rule off. Rule off, double underline. Write the date, do this. Oh, where they got this from? This is Islamic teaching. This is Islamic, to be meticulous. Now Quran, Allah Ta'ala commanded Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, an-ni'ma sabighat wa qaddir fi sard. When you're making the armor, ensure all the links are equal in measurement. This is Quran Sharif. Used to make armor. That time the old armors were made with links of iron and steel. So Allah Ta'ala command you qaddir means that now calculate them correctly. Each one will be equally in size. Not one big, one small. So from there, ulama, and then too, they say Allah Ta'ala created the earth and the skies in 6 days. Allah Ta'ala could have made it in overnight. But Allah Ta'ala showed insan that everything is done slowly and nicely with tartib. Not haphazard and quickly. So the whole tartib, how to do things. So here we sat down, then the thermos came, the flask came. So one had water in there, tea, one had milk, then there were some dabbas there of sugar, etc. So, as I said, now we're South Africans. So I poured my tea, for example, he poured the milk, he's waiting for the tea, he put sugar there. Hey, but where's the tea? Yeah, I'm sending it down, hold on. So I'm eating, the milk already went down. Hazrat looking, he's just shaking his head. They don't know how to drink tea also. Don't know how to drink tea also. Then he just, now his tabit was so sensitive. So he saw all of it, he didn't say anything. He told us by, what note? He says by, chai peene ki tarteeb hoti hai. There's a sequence of how to drink tea. So you don't make the khadim pareshan. And you don't make yourself pareshan also. What does it mean? You see, but you poured your tea, he put the milk, he put the sugar, the milk went down, your tea is getting cold. Right? By the time the milk comes to you, your tea is cold. He's waiting for the tea, by the time the thermos, the flask goes there, the tea is finished. Now the khadim doesn't know now who got milk, who got tea, who didn't get the sugar. He's so parashan. How much more tea to make now? We don't know. Now you gotta ask now, how many didn't get tea? Now you gotta count. Now you're not sure now whether I got. Now on a second cup. He said, the tartib, pour your tea, start from the right hand side, pour your tea, pour the milk, put the sugar, send it to the person to your right. So that person knows my turn is coming. My turn is coming. So no parishani. It goes one side from the right hand side, going down, come around. So we know five people got it, four people are left. No problem. So all got tartib, he's a parishan also. Yeah, I didn't get tea. Now I gotta call the khadim, you know what? I didn't get it. He saw it is finished, right? We'll fill it up again. How many people left? Five people left. So simple like that. He said, no, you don't have to be a teacher also. So sometimes the Muslims get upset. Sometimes what they say, they're very nazuk tabiyat. So Hazrat explains it so beautifully. He says, because the akhlaq and the mannerism is so refined. Now we never thought in our life to, myself, till then, that there's a certain way how to do everything. Now, our kabir teaches also, you go to somebody's house and you finish, have tea, whatever it is, then they put the cup upside down. So what it means to the host, I'm finished. But you leave it up, in some countries they come fill it up again. So you put upside down, I'm finished. I'm done. Allah shukr, jazakallah khair. I had enough. So for everything they were at tartib, how they do things, that's why we don't stay with Allah wa'ala, we won't learn. They will carry on our life. We won't know how to do things, what's the proper tartib, how to do things. So Hazrat says, why they so nazuk tabit? Why they so sensitive in their nature? The friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now at the same time now, I can't use it as proof for myself. That's why I'm so sensitive, because I'm also a buzruk. No, baby, far from me. Right? See, that's why I'm so sensitive about things in the house. I like things in place because I'm like that now, like that buzruk. He says they've crushed their nafs so much. And they are so refined. They are so defined in the akhlaq and the character, the tartib for everything they do. Everything is straight in their life to the best of their ability. Even what Allah is telling us over here, Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayh, when he was in hospital at Shifa years ago, so they had a special telephone for him in his room that time. And he had a writing pad and he had a pen. So sometimes the pen would go missing or the writing pad wasn't there. He said he used to lose his mind. He says, you all are big, big puranas. You can't look after a pad, writing pad and pen. How you look after the mashuras in the ummat? You can't look after this thing over here. Now I taught them a lesson. Now how much careful they will be now when it comes to the mashuras looking after the satis. So this thing. Never wasted any time. To them, even now, just to look in this pocket and that pocket, you wasted time. You should know where your keys are. Time got wasted. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi had two entrances to his room. But I remember one was going to the masjid and one was going out. On either side he had a pair of sandals. So he don't waste time taking one from there to there. Time got wasted. So they were so sensitive about the time management. Now they see us now. Right, we don't know which shelf we left our shoe in the masjid now. Here or there. Can't remember. And worse than that, we forgot we parked the car middle of the driveway. And we're reading Nafil Namaz. And the way he's reading like such a waliyah, such more concentration he's got, and all the people out there now are shouting at him. They're shouting at him. He says, now, we're so far from our own islah. We don't even know how to park car. We don't know how to stand in namaz properly. How much we have to learn still? At least we have the talab and desire to learn. So he would say, rahmatullah alayhi, as it explained to us, that these buzruks and these friends of Allah, they are so particular about everything. They're so particular about everything, how they do things according to tartib. So time is not wasted. The time management. They say, kisi ko takleef mat dena. Don't cause anybody takleef. And number one is, don't cause yourself takleef also. Have everything in order. So no takleef for you. And together with that, don't cause takleef to the wife and to the children. So in the same way, he says, they are so refined in the akhlaq that when we come to them, and in their eyes, they look at us, we are just junglies only. This is like a zoo, this is. When they look at us, so they just make sabr. They just hold it back. They don't know how to walk into the masjid. He came left leg into the masjid. Ya Allah. So unmindful, so negligent. He's coming to the house of Allah with the wrong leg. They could help it and what they'll do to us. But so negligent. This is going to make wuzu. Then he took out his right sock first. Doesn't know left leg, right leg. Simple thing like right leg, left leg, he's not conscious of it. Washing his hands, how we wash our hands both together. Wash the right hand first, then the left hand. Not conscious. All these things they see. Now they're so conscious of these things. They note it now. Hambi are coming in like that, and leaving like that. He just, so they make sabr, they make sabr, they make sabr, they finally say, you know what? Now we're going to tell the people now. We're going to tell the people. And if they don't tell us, we can imagine how much nuqsan we're causing to ourselves. So with them, sometime when the nazuk tabiyat, when they let go, now we learn our lesson. We got a full dose, double dose, now we learn our lesson. So khayr, those are the awliya of Allah. So they're living a real life of insaniyat, of being human beings. The Thani would say, rahmatullah alayhi, if we came to Thala, born to the Khankar to become a buzruk, then please go away. We're not making buzruks here. If we came here to learn to become a human being, then we came to the right place. We'll teach you how to be a human, how to be a true human being. Then from there you can start now the journey of becoming a friend of Allah. First learn how to become a human. You don't cause taklif to yourself, you don't cause taklif to your family, to your children, to your wife. It's totally now you can start the syllabus of becoming the friend of Allah. But we know how far we are. We're still learning to become insan. How to be a real insan first. How to act like insan. And we have so many different profiles. One is in the masjid, I'm somebody else. Parking lot, somebody else. At home, I'm somebody else. In the workplace, I'm somebody else. Whereas the awliya of Allah, they are the same. Same akhlaq, right through. We've got such sukoon, nafs mutma'inna. The nafs is at peace completely with Allah. They're living in the huzuri, in the consciousness of Allah. Wa ana abduk, ya Allah, I'm your slave. They don't forget this. Ya Allah, I'm your slave. Talk like a slave, eat like a slave, and they carry out themselves like a slave. So coming back to this, so Mirza Janajar, rahmatullah alayhi, whose temperament was so refined, was so sensitive, was divinely inspired. Right, we heard all these incidents, was divinely inspired. What was the inspiration came in his heart? That if you marry a certain ill-tempered woman of Delhi, will make your name sparkle in the universe. What a test now. Everything is so nazuk. Ya Allah, see a certain woman, she's the most crooked woman in Delhi, he must marry her. So, Allah put it in his heart. He agreed. People of Allah are always seeking ways whereby they can sacrifice themselves for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a poem, it says, Tum sa koi hamdan hamdam, koi damsaz nahi hai, baate to hi har dam, magar awaz nahi hai, ham tum hi bas aga hai, is rabd khafi se, maalum nahi kisi aur ko ye araz nahi hai, subhanallah. He said, there is neither a friend nor companion like you, may Allah. There is neither a friend, no companion like you, my Allah. How you put the secret in my heart, I must do this. The conversation continues all the time, but there's no sound with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only you and I are aware of this hidden connection. Nobody else is privy to the secret. Now that heart is alive. That heart is alive in the love of Allah. Allah give us hearts like that. So one day Hazrat sent his Kabuli student home to fetch his food, Hazrat's food. When he reached Hazrat's house, he called out at the door to Hazrat's wife, asking for his food. The ill-tempered wife began insulting her husband, saying, why did you not ask for it earlier? Why are you coming now? It's never the right time. Why you didn't ask earlier? I am waiting here for hours with his food to be taken, and there he is, having his malfuzat, and acting like a great spiritual guide, like a sheikh. He's causing us such inconvenience. And what Bayan is giving, don't cause taklif to anybody. And here the apa is saying, so much taklif is causing me, I have to wait for him now, for khana peena. Look at him. He gives him al-fuzat. Does he not realize the rights of Allah's servants? Is that a saint or a deceiver? So now that, Khadib heard all of this. Now he's to doubting now. The Hazrat, what is it now? The student being a Kabuli Pathan, drew his sword to strike her, but then realized that this was his sheikh's wife. He put back his sword and told the woman, you are my sheikh's wife, therefore I spared you. Otherwise, I would have finished you off. He then went back to his sheikh and asked him why he had married such an ill-tempered woman. Hazrat replied, foolish man, don't you see Mirza Janajana's name raining on the earth or ringing on the earth? This I have achieved by the blessing of tolerating this woman. Allah gave me this maqam. Allah gave me this maqam. I bear patiently the difficulty she causes me. Allah has blessed me with steadfastness upon this tolerance, then also rewarded me for it. Also rewarded for it. Hazrat gave one example, another sheikh also. And a big hanka, thousands of murids. So one person from thousands of kilometers heard about the sheikh, what a sheikh he is. So he travels thousands of kilometers. So he came to the sheikh. It was Qailula time. All the murids were taking rest. So he thought to himself, murids are sleeping, so I'll go direct into the sheikh's room. So as he walked in, the sheikh was sitting on a chair. No qailula for him. Every afternoon, he's sitting there and the wife had tongs in her hand. And she's poking his back. They give my meher and let me go. Give my meher and get me. Let me go. Let me go. Divorce me. Leave me. Let me go. Give my meher. And he just said, quiet, quiet. Oh, the person got a shock. Ya Allah, Hazrat, getting hiding from the wife. Even though all the murid said, you know what, let's do a collection quickly. He has the meher money and he can save his life. But he said, this is everyday ma'amulat. This is everyday ma'amulat. When that session finished of his ma'amulat, he said, Hazrat, please, can I arrange something for you? Give him meher. He said, oh Allah, kabanda. He became a sheikh because of this. She'll never leave me. She'll never leave me, meaning she won't leave me also, and she won't leave me like this too. She'll carry on giving me hiding every day. This is my ma'amulat. This. On this, Allah is raising me. On this, the cliff, Allah Pak is raising me. I don't tell her anything. Because she, if I give her the meher too, she won't go away. So this is her daily ma'amulat also with me. So I accept it. I'm happy with Allah. Allah's nasib for me is like this. I'm happy with it. Allah shook up. Then he realized because of this. Just to conclude this last share of Hazrat, he says, Unki marzi par meri qurban ja, Allah Allah mein tha, is qabil kaha, jo tu mushtari hai, jo tu mushtari hai, usse jaane alam, ye nok sana, sanasat, jigar mein furosham, ye teeg adaye, tu sarma furosham, my life be sacrificed on the altar of his pleasure. My life be sacrificed on the altar, on the doorstep of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah is happy with me like this, I'm happy. If Allah is happy with me like this, then me getting a shouting, getting a hidey, Allah, I'm happy. I got no ishkal, no objection. Allah, Allah, where am I worthy of this? Where am I worthy of this? My liver is present to be pierced. Say Allah, my liver is present to be, take my liver also, Ya Allah. If it makes you happy, take that also. My liver is present to be pierced by the spearhead of your decree. By the spearhead of your decree, Allah, you're going to throw now the spear towards me. I'll take out my liver and I'll catch it. I'm happy with it. I won't duck from your decree for me. My head is present before the sword of divine pleasure. Subhanallah. If this is your divine pleasure, put my head down also, Ya Allah. Whatever you do with me, I'm only a slave. Allah Ta'ala give us a true understanding. These are all the hearts of the awliya of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and how they submitted completely to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his decree for them. They had no ishkal, they had no objection, they were happy with it. That's why we should see now that in a day how many times we get unhappy or we get irritated. And we see it, you're irritating me now. That, just that sentence is full of ego and pride. You irritating, who are you? That you must tell that person, you're irritating me. That me is who? I'm nothing. You can do what you want with me. This is now fana'iyat. When a person becomes completely fana and he is finished himself. That everyone is better than me. And as I say so beautifully also, he says, Abdul Hamid's reality is that it's just a bubble on the ocean. He's empty, there's nothing in him. The ocean is real. You are the ocean, I'm just a bubble. As I mentioned one time on Bayan also, he says, you are the, mashallah, the beautiful baby with the milk white skin. I'm the black dot. I'm the black dot on the cheek, so no nazar comes on the people. So I take everything. See, I'm the black dot. Whereas, and then subhanAllah, Hazrat tell us also, Hazrat Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his level of humility. Sometimes I think to myself, Ya Allah, whether I'm ready for that also. And Hazrat says now, when you take bed with the Shaykh, then the murid becomes like a mayyit. Murid is like a corpse in the hand of the ghasil. Who's the ghasil? The person giving the ghusl. So he says, in the old days, the murid would tell the Shaykh, Hazrat, I'm the mayyit. You do what you want with me. Whether you shout me, whether you chase me away, whatever you do. The Tamir Rahmatullah Ali would chase sometimes, big awliya. Right? You want to say, oh, you chase it, I'm going. Hazrat would close the door also. You sleep away on the doorstep. Wake up, what do you want here? He says, Hazrat, I can't leave you. Hazrat, I can't leave you. This is Muhammad, I can't leave you. So become the mayyit, as it says. Become the mayyit. And subhanAllah, say, how many of us have become like that, really? That I'm the, I go no khaish, just to please my Allah. But I do not please my Allah, but I will learn from my Shaykh how to please Allah. If I can please him, I can please my Allah. He'll teach me now how to please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As a means of rahmatullah, then I say, Ya Allah, are we ready for that? Am I ready for that? Somebody in the big of Ujma, thousands of people, ulama-i karam, Shaykhul Hadith, and everyone else. A Mir Sahib, every bayan, Mir Sahib was a khadim, Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. What love he had was that he never got married also. So much of Muhammad that he didn't want to be away from Hazrat for a second also. He was like Parishan. Like Parishan, you see him. I just need to be by Hazrat, need to be. And every bayan he would record, that time he had his old Walkman. He would record the bayans. has a TDK, D60, C90, whatever it was. He has recording cassettes. Every bayan is to sit there from the Hazrat right under his nose, whether 1 hour bayan, 2 hour bayan, holding tape recorder in his hand. He said, the whole majma look at him. He don't look left, he don't look right, he look at Hazrat. Oh. He look like first time he's hearing Hazrat's bayan. Like first time he's hearing it. He just nod his head. Oh, just like he was, what he was enjoying, Allah knows. But such muhabbat, such humility, and sometimes Hazrat just to take the thing out from him, the people's eyes on him, etc. But oh, maybe sir, kare ho jao. Ji Hazrat. Stand up, turn around. And tell the people, me to international gada hu. I'm an international donkey. Me sao ko me gada hu. He said, suno bhai, Hazrat ne kaha ke me gada hu. I'm a donkey. Hazrat look at him, that ears don't even get red also. And when he would say with such pleasure, because Hazrat told me I'm a donkey. Hazrat told me I'm a donkey. I love you when he calls me donkey also. That he took even pleasure in that also. He took even pleasure in that, and no change on his face. No change whatsoever. When Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali went to Thana Bhavan, to Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, to be back to him. Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, right, who's our fountainhead of all our tasawuf. So Hazrat Gangohi went that time, Rahmatullah Ali, and it was meals time. So when he walked in, Haji Sahib saw him, called him. And it was meals time, so he brought one plate of food and some roti. So it was a great honor for Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali that Hazrat invited him to eat from the same plate from him. He broke roti and he gave him also. So he's enjoying himself. What a chance I got over here now to eat with Hazrat. Now he is the Hazrat of so many awliya. Qasim Sahib Nanuti Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Thami Rahmatullah Ali. Oh, and I'm meeting with Hazrat over here now. The same plate, same roti also. So as he's enjoying that moment now, somebody walked in. So he made a statement. He said, oh, Rashid Ahmad, you're enjoying eating with your Sheikh, eh? You're a big man now. Big shot, you got close to Hazrat. So Haji Sahib to test his humility and whether the statement had effect on him in any way. Just to test him. So he looked at him with a dead look. And he said, you're lucky I let you eat from here. I'll chase you one corner and give you a dry roti. Imagine now your Ustaz Sheikh tells you like that now. I'll chase you here from here, I'll give you dry roti and nothing. I'll put you in the corner. When he told him that, and he saw his demeanor, there was no change at all. Absolutely, he was already annihilated. He already, his nafs was finished. Then Hazrat, the Shaykh understood that this murid already is so high. He told him that, but nothing on the face. It didn't affect him at all because the muhabbat was so strong. Muhabbat was so strong and the istihadar and the consciousness of Allah was so strong that the statement didn't affect him also. Hazrat, you throw me to the back, I'll eat there like a dog, no problem. No problem. With love I'll do it. Do what you want with me. That's how they became. Then Hazrat, sometime after that, past, the Shaykh wrote to the Murid, that, oh Rashid Ahmad, long time no letter from you. How come? So he wrote three things. Among the three things, he wrote, Hazrat, there's nothing for me to tell you. There's nothing for me to tell you. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does with me, I'm happy. That's one of the things. On these three things, Hazrat understood now that he's flying already. Hazrat Gangohi is already flying. Whatever Allah does with me, so I got no condition right now. Because whatever Allah does with me, I'm happy. I got no other halat, no other condition. I'm a happy man. Whatever state Allah puts me in. I will reach that, subhanAllah. Every day we know how we go up and down, up and down. Right? Moves just swing this way, that way. As he says to the wife, doesn't know. This man's nakhras, don't know what. Whether he wants the tea cold today, whether he wants hot today, whether he wants three sugars or two sugars, whether he wants it before meals today, after meals, after Isha. They can't please this man. Don't know which way he's going. But the friends of Allah, whether you give me now, whether you give me later, Allah, your karam. I don't deserve this cup of tea also. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Ji, one of the brothers will take bi'at. Ji, bhai, come. Bhai, we'll see, let's take the bi'at. We'll tell me, inshallah. inshallah. Read the khutbah, then I say the words, repeat after me, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Nahmaduhu wa Nasta'inuhu wa Nastaghfiruhu wa Nu'minu bihi wa Natawakkalu alayh wa Na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina may yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء ما من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الله I make توبه from كفر from شرك from نفاق hypocrisy from بدعات innovations from all sins major and minor particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirat and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah wa jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes fard, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. Oh Allah, I enter into the silsila, the chain of the chistiyya, the Naqshbandiyya, the Qadiriyya, and the Suharwardiyya. Oh Allah, through the barakat of all Abu Zuruqs, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at as long as I live. Grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me death on iman kamil, perfect iman, and kalima shahadat, wad afiyat, salamat, and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Amen. Allah will accept it, inshallah. Send me a WhatsApp, I'll send you a post. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، يا حليم يا كريم، يا واسع المغفرة، أو كريم رحيم الله، most kind الله، most forgiving الله. يا الله، our biggest enemies are our sins, O my Allah. يا الله، they deprived us of your love, of your muhabbat and your love and your ma'rifat, O my Allah. يا الله، our hearts have become blackened and dark in sin and guna, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our sins, the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins of our past, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us your consciousness, O my Allah. Give us your ma'rifat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it a desire in our hearts, O my Allah. Make it a talab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to recognize you. Ya Allah, we want to become your friend, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it, Ya Allah, the maqsad and purpose of our life, Ya Allah, to make your ibadah, to recognize you, to become yours, O my Allah. Before we reach you, before we reach the qabr, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give your awliya and your friends. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, soft hearts. Give us soft akhlaq, soft tongues, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Habib and your most beloved. Ya Allah, make us amongst your most beloved, O my Allah. Make us amongst your friends, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, there's only filth and dirt around us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, then it is your promise, O my Allah, that you stay with your friends will become pure and clean. O my Allah, give us the company of our mashayikh and our shaykh, O my Allah. That, Ya Allah, we learn the lesson of your muhabbat and your love, and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you teach us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make us true mu'mineen, O my Allah. Make us true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever vice and guna and sins we have in our life, O my Allah, immediately, Ya Allah, with your qudrat, Ya Allah, remove us from those sins and bad habits, O my Allah. Give us a pure and clean life, Ya Allah, full of your commandments and your muhabbat and your love. Give us the reality of being your slave, O my Allah, that we love to be your slave, O my Allah. We are proud to be your slave, O my Allah, that we make sajda only to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. whatever your command is, O Mahillah. We love and Muhammad, we run towards you. We don't run away from you, O Mahillah. Give us the himmat, give us the strength, give us the tawfiq, give us the ability, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, make it difficult for us to break your command, Ya Allah. To run away from you, O Mahillah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, give us your ma'rifat, O Mahillah. Grant us, grant our wives, our children, our progenies. Ya Allah, make us among the khuddam of deen, O Mahillah. Accept us to the khidmat of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Follow our homes in Muhammad, in love, with Salah, with Quran, with Dhikr, with all the amal that are beloved to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah, and all the filth in our homes, O Mahillah. Give us the himmat and the courage, O Mahillah, to get rid of them, Ya Allah, to get out of our homes. Ya Allah, you become ours and make us yours, O Mahillah. Become ours and make us yours, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, if you love, make us yours, O Mahillah. Nafs and shaitan is waiting to destroy us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, our life will come out in heedlessness, O Mahillah, unmindfulness, O Mahillah. You won't even know what it is to be your friend, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, your ma'iyat. Give us your closeness, O Mahillah. Keep us happy in our homes, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us plenty of halal sustenance, O Mahillah. Save us some deaths, some bimari, some hospitals. Ya Allah, all those in hospitals, O Mahillah, that are sick and ailing. Grant them shifa, ya ajil, kamil, mustamir. Make it easy for their families. All those in debts, O Mahillah, from your khazana, from your treasures, O Mahillah, you supply them. Ya Allah, remove the debts and crush it, O Mahillah. Save us from the bank, some insurance, some haram dealings, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us a pure environment, a pure clean life, O Mahillah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, we don't even know what is good for us anymore. Ya Allah, our iman has become so tainted, our thoughts, our ideologies, O Mahillah. We don't even know how to think, O Kareem Rahim Allah, with your qudrat and your power. Ya Allah, you catch us by our forelocks, O Mahillah, and pull us towards you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, reform our hearts, our akhlaq, our character, our amal. Make it easy for us to obey you, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, all those that, Ya Allah, want to get married, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, settle them down in those homes with their problems, husband and wife. Ya Allah, keep muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, overlook us and forgive us, O Mahillah. Give us homes, Ya Allah, with this mawaddat and this rahmat, with this love and this mercy, O Mahillah. You make tarbiyat of our children, make our islah, our families. Ya Allah, bless our parents, give them good eyes. Good health, afiyat, sihat, and salamat. If they left this world, fulli qabr nur. Make them maghfirat, raise them. Ya Allah, be kind to them, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of jannat upon them. Give them sukoon, Ya Allah. Give them comfort, O Ya Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, death upon iman. Ya Allah, raise us and them in the day of qiyamah under the shade of your arsh. In the company of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the company of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, save us in the heat of the day of qiyamah, the thirst of the day of qiyamah. Ya Allah, save us from falling from the pool Sirat, O Mahillah. Give us a book of deeds in our right hands. Give us water from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save us from adab qabr, adab jahannam, from haram activities, from haram sustenance, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, give us a life of barakat, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, bless our Shaykh of good health, afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Make his suffer easy for him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give him the best of health, give him qabooliyat. Ya Allah, give us inspiration, all our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Wherever the khidmat of deen is taking place, in the nahaja manner that is pleased to you, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Let it increase, O my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. O my beloved Allah, the months of Hajj have begun, O my Allah. All your ashiqeen will be coming to your doorstep of the Baytullah. O my Allah, Ya Allah, write our names also in the register of my Allah. Take us over and over again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a true ishq and love, O my Allah, to put our head down in the bataf, to make our sajda the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To be close to him, to be speaking to him. Ya Allah, to raise my hands, Ya Allah, from the Baytullah, and cry to you, Allah. Ya Allah, give us those eyes and give us those hearts, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Make the Hajj of the Ummah easy for them, Ya Allah. Make it a Mubarak and make it a means of Hidayah for Hidayah Alam. Ya Allah, protect our brothers and sisters and families in Gaza, in Sudan, wherever in the world is parishan, Ya Allah. Make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Give them homes, Ya Allah. Give them shelter, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you kept us so comfortable, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. We have no complaints against you, O my Allah. We have no complaints, O my Allah. Forgive us for our shortcomings, O my Allah. We are little children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are full of shukri and complaints, O my Allah. Forgive us and give us, Ya Allah, happy mizaj, happy temperament. Ya Allah, temperament of shukr to you, my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, our families in other parts of the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they are tired. Months have been passing, O my Allah. They are running helter-skelter, waiting with empty pots, Ya Allah, for the food to come to them. Oh, may Allah, they have done no gunas. Our sin here lies. Our gunas over here, Allah, they are paying the price of it. Oh, may Allah grant them sukoon. Who will back the enemies? The hands of them, oh, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them sukoon. Let the war end, oh, may Allah. They get back to normal life, ya Allah, to the salah, to the Quran, to the family life, oh, may Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Make it easy for them. Though they have lost, ya Allah, the dear and near ones, the children, the families, the babies, grant them the sabr, oh, may Allah. Allah accept the blood of shahadat, making the means of hidayat, oh, may Allah, for ourselves, first of all, that we become true mu'mineen, we begin to realize, oh, may Allah, what you sent us into this world, that our lives can change overnight. Allah, keep us on afiyat, oh, may Allah, keep us on afiyat, our parents in good health, our families and our children, oh, may Kareem, Rahim, Allah, ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties. Oh, may Allah, keep us in your bounties and take us in your bounties. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub 'alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-rahim. Jazallahu 'anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. Salamun 'ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Amin.